You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. It's the 27th of November. You're all right, darling. And I'm in my home sitting with my daughter, Ella. There is a march taking place in Dublin that I believe is being covered by Sky News. And I am not there, obviously. I'm not there for a couple of reasons. The first, obviously, is that I'm minding my daughter this morning. But the second, to be honest, is that, yes, darling, the second is that it's organised by one of Ireland's unions. I know, one of Ireland's unions, and I find it kind of rhetoric that you have an organisation, yes, darling, an organisation who made sure their members, inverted commas, got all that they were entitled to, money, more wages, more wages, more wages, and more wages, which is what keeps the members happy, essentially. It's the one thing Michael O'Leary wouldn't allow into Ryanair, or didn't want in Ryanair. And at the same token, you now have the same union turning around and saying, well, you know, get them out. And I'm kind of saying, well, look, you can't turn around and scream more money and more money and more money, and then I understand there's an entire economic situation happening or taking place worldwide, you might say. But at the same token, when it becomes too expensive to keep a company here because of the minimum wage, because of et cetera, the list goes on. You're not stupid people, you know this. And then you turn around and say, well, it's not our fault. It's nothing to do. Or they don't say that. It's even worse. They don't hold their hands up. And I think the honest person in Ireland will turn around and say, well, look, we all have a part to play. Whether it was the signing of a mortgage agreement, whether it was building that bigger house, whether it was assuming that the wheel would not turn around, whatever the case may be. But the those were marching. Well done. And I hope your voice is heard for your own personal reasons. But I think I just didn't want to put myself under the banner of somebody else. I've got a greater problem at this moment in time, and that is the snow that fell last night in North County Dublin, or in Dublin and in Ireland, and that essentially prevents me from working. So whether the economic situation is to the left or to the right are absolutely amazing. It's a similar problem that I've had. I've been in this industry since I was, you might say, 7 years of age, or been working in since I was legally allowed, and have studied horticulture, etc., for 4 years. So it's, I won't say it's all I know, but it's what I do best. And so whether the unions march or not, and whether the government fixes the economy or not, I mean, the honest answer is, as a self-employed person, I know, darling, as a self-employed person, if my company closes in the morning, just to give you the scenario, if the company closes in the morning, the company that I run, manage, own, the company that does or doesn't pay me a wage. I know, darling, I know. If it closes down in the morning, the banks will take my house off me. And I am entitled to €10.80, I think it is. Or is it €9.80 per week? That's what I'm entitled to after 10 years in business. So, and no march that I go on is going to fix that. On Thursday, Morgan Jones organised a march, which I put up as a podcast on Audio Boo, and I call it You're Fired, with a double F in it. You're Fired, all one word, Y-O-U-R-E, double F-I-R-E-D. And I kind of enjoyed that one because essentially what you had was a collation of about 40 people odd, 50, 60 people maybe. And it was a silent protest, but every person I spoke to, at least, was self-employed. And they took 2 hours out of their day to go and stand between 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock, to stand outside a government building and just stand there and have a chat with each other and say hi. I know one of the media guys came across with his camera and said, you know, everybody do your chant. And he was looking for everybody, obviously, to throw their arms up in the air and go, hey. But I think you know, somebody quite rightly turned around to him and went, you know, look, Alan, this is a silent march. So they just put their fingers over their lips, and he took his photograph, and that was fine. Philip Boucher Hayes, who works with Ireland's national broadcaster, interviewed some people in the street. And he was saying to me, you know, how come there's not more people here? I said, well, Philip, look, if I had to work to go to, or I wasn't self-employed, one or the other, I wouldn't be here. And rightly so, I think Morgan did say to me, look, there was a lot of people who did send on their best wishes and did want to be there, really, really, really wanted to be there, but they'd work to go to. And that essentially is that. So, economic or meteoric, whichever you wish to describe it as, landscaping is a funny, funny business. Self-employed is one that is even more so. And marching or not marching, to those who are, well done, and I hope it all goes well, as I said, for your own personal reasons. Best of luck, and bye for now.